Prolific author and New York Times columnist, Stephen Heller is co-chairman of the MFA Design Program at the School of Visual Arts in New York City. He recently announced the introduction of a new advanced degree program at SVA that will focus on the design and business of digital media. I'm Helen Walters, innovation and design editor of businessweek.com, and I'm pleased to welcome Stephen Heller on the telephone. Thanks so much for joining us, Stephen.
Hi, Helen.
So over the years, we have seen a lot of evolution in the field of web design and website creation, and that's caused a lot of blurred lines between disciplines. How do you define the digital designer's role now?
Well, the digital designer is a very kind of vague label, because anybody who works with a computer is a digital designer. So there's still the what we call the traditional media, the print designer, and there's the web designer. And of course, those lines are blurred considerably because there are print designers who will design the formats for web. But the website, for the most part, is not a very friendly place for graphic design. And therefore, those who are totally involved in the digital part or the web part don't necessarily have the same aesthetic skills as what I call the traditional or print media.
And what does that mean for clients, or what does that mean for people who are commissioning design or trying to build websites?
Well, as in any field, there are the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think that most of the time in the web area, there are certain cliches that have grown up only in the course of a dozen years or so, probably less, that tell the client, this is what you should do to have a web presence. You should have a lot of clutter on your homepage. You should have a number of pages going deep into your site, and those pages should also be imbued with material, with a lot of stuff, so that the eye doesn't get bored and the hand can click around. And I think that paradigm is anathema to what good print design is all about. And I think there has to be some balance between the two in order for there to be what we would call good design on the web.
It seems to me that, in fact, every element of a website is anchored by or related to design. And that is kind of, on the one hand, it's amazing. And on the other hand, it's a real challenge for designers. So should the clients or the executives who are commissioning designers be thinking of them in more strategic terms, or should they be thinking of designers as able to kind of spearhead a project or even manage a project? What advice would you give to a client who's looking to commission a website and who knows they need a designer, but they don't necessarily understand the nuances of the role?
Well, it's a really good question, and it's a difficult one, because we haven't really figured out what the web is there for. Is the web there for instant information? Is the web like a classified advertising page? Is the web like a bus schedule? Is the web like a collection of ads in a newspaper? Or is the web there as a piece of a frame for really terrific information, and therefore should be either neutral or consistent with the tone of that information? So I think until we decide what a web page or what a website is really there for, we can't really give a definitive answer to the client. The client has different needs, which isn't to say that's not true in the print area, but there are greater standards in the print area that have evolved over 500 years, and the web is still a new place.
And the fact is that every single example you just gave, of course, the web can be all of those things and more. So is then the key for the client to involve the designer at an earlier stage so that they can be a part of framing the business model, essentially?
Well, I believe that the designer should be something of an entrepreneur, something of an auteur. And in that sense, the designer is integral to the web experience, because the designer will then help formulate the content. Now, this may seem idealistic, it may seem impractical, but designers shouldn't be there as a pair of hands or as a service person that is drawn in at a date where all they can do is follow the roadmap. They should be responsible for creating that map, and both literally and figuratively speaking.
So Google is something that obviously everybody looks at a lot. And SEO is something within the publishing world that we think about a lot, obviously search engine optimization. And a kind of a trite question, but have the spiders inherited the World Wide Web? I mean, what impact do SEO, does search, does Google have on web design? And how do designers balance the need for usability or also the desire to be aesthetically pleasing?
Well, I think what's happened is Google, which everybody adores, just as they adore eBay on a different level, have changed the paradigms of communication. But in so doing, they've created formats that are not necessarily the most beautiful or the most aesthetically pleasing or the quintessence of what they can be, but we're accepting them because they work at the moment. You know, it's like if there is an object, I remember in the case of IBM, they created machines, business machines that looked like they were Victorian, out of the Victorian age. And then Elliot Noyes came along and said, you know, these are machines for the future. Let's make them look contemporary. Let's make them look modern. And he changed the whole paradigm of what a business machine looked like. Prior to that, they were working just fine and dandy. It's just, there's more than just functionality at play in something like this. And I think once you accept that as a value additive rather than just an additive, things will change. And it takes a client who has enough guts to do that. But there seemingly is not enough time for experimentation in the web. Things get experimented with, but they're usually on the technical side rather than on the end product.
I read something very interesting once about Google's own design and how they've been experimenting and trying to evolve the search pages. And it's something crazy, but, you know, crazily small movement to the left has a huge impact on how people actually use that site. And I think that many of the sites that have successfully scaled, you almost see a timidity from clients wanting to kind of change what's worked. And that's led to some degree of atrophy within web design, certainly within the big players. Is that a problem? Is that something that they should be looking to?
I think you described it brilliantly, and it is timidity, and timidity leads to the status quo, and the status quo is not necessarily the best option when it comes to the web. And I think that many people who are using the web for their business are willing to live with that status quo because somebody said it works, and maybe their surveys have proven it works. And once you put a survey into the market, and once you start testing the marketplace and things come up positive on your bottom line, you don't want to move around. You don't want to say this could be better. I mean, it's always interesting to me to look at Apple products and Adobe products versus Microsoft products. Why is Microsoft, they work, but why are they so clunky? As opposed to Adobe and certainly Apple versus other computer systems. You know, they've proven that you can be alluring and be engaging in your design and still work. So why is it necessary to have something that isn't as well finessed or sophisticated?
Yeah, I feel that can be applied to much more than just web design, can't it?
Well, it can be applied to everything, and we've seen it applied to everything. You could go back to the streamline era when those white knights of industry like Raymond Loewy and Walter Dorwin Teague came around, and you know, they took the veneer of things and made it more streamlined. But they also added functionality to what they were doing and helped change things. But design was there. Design was one of the engines.
So let's get in a quick plug for the new SVA course. What makes this particular design program different and important? And why should executives be looking to hire your first graduates when they hit the job market?
Well, in conceiving this program with Liz Danzico, we both agreed that there were no programs that were teaching design and a web presence and a web understanding and a web sophistication. That design was kind of left out of the equation. And there are certainly classes in many design schools that teach you how to put together a web page. They teach you how to use HTML. They teach you how to use Flash. But design is kind of separated out from the technical. So this is going to be an all-inclusive program that kind of looks at all the possibilities of the web in terms of the present and the future and how you can mediate design and technology, how you can balance it, how you can integrate it. And I think, of course, the program hasn't started yet, so it's hard to say how it's going to wash out, but or play out. I hope it doesn't wash out. But what we're hoping for, and the faculty that has signed on already, is anxious to show that design plays a major role. And as a design school, and art school, SVA is taking the plunge. I mean, for me, it's in a sense a no-brainer. We need this thing. For SVA, it's a gamble because it hasn't been done before.
Well, best of luck with it.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us on the phone. I was talking to Stephen Heller. I'm Helen Walters of the Innovation and Design Channel of Business Week.